Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Brave, Not Perfect is a non-fiction book by Reshma Saujani that combines cultural criticism, personal reflection, and practical advice. Its central purpose is to challenge the pressure many girls and women feel to be polished, agreeable, and flawless, and to replace that habit with a more useful standard bravery. Saujani argues that perfectionism is not a harmless personality trait, but a learned response shaped by social expectations, especially around gender. The book is aimed at readers who want to understand why fear of failure can become so limiting, and how small acts of courage can help rebuild confidence and agency. Rather than treating imperfection as a flaw to manage, the book reframes it as a necessary condition for growth, creativity, leadership, and fuller participation in life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how gender socialization trains girls to value perfection over risk. One of the book's most important arguments is that perfectionism is not simply an individual habit. It is reinforced early through social conditioning. Saujani describes how girls are often rewarded for being polite, neat, compliant, and high-achieving, while boys are more often encouraged to explore, experiment, and tolerate failure. This difference matters because it shapes what feels acceptable long before adulthood. A girl who learns that approval depends on being careful and pleasing can grow into a woman who avoids uncertainty, overprepares, or stays silent rather than risk criticism. The book's strength is that it connects private self-doubt to broader cultural messages, showing that the pressure to be perfect is learned, not innate. That framing shifts the problem from personal weakness to social expectation, which makes change more understandable and less shame-based. Secondly, perfectionism is a barrier to leadership, creativity, and honest self-expression, so Saujani treats perfectionism as more than an emotional burden. In her analysis, it directly limits what people are willing to attempt, say, and build. If a person waits until she feels completely ready, fully polished, or guaranteed to succeed, she will often miss opportunities that require uncertainty and experimentation. The book shows how this can affect leadership, where bold decisions, feedback, and visible mistakes are unavoidable. It also affects creativity, because creative work depends on revision, risk, and the willingness to produce imperfect first draft. Equally important, perfectionism can distort relationships by encouraging people-pleasing instead of candid communication. The result is a life that may look competent from the outside but feels constrained from within. So Johnny's point is not that standards are useless, but that standards become harmful when they prevent action. She argues that a full life requires the ability to speak honestly, act visibly, and tolerate the discomfort of not controlling every outcome. Thirdly, bravery as a repeatable practice, built through small, daily actions. A distinctive feature of the book is that bravery is not presented as a dramatic personality trait reserved for exceptional moments. Instead, Saujani describes it as something that can be trained through repeated practice. This is where the book becomes practical rather than merely critical. She encourages readers to make small, intentional choices that stretch comfort levels, such as speaking up, asking for help, trying something unfamiliar, or accepting imperfection in public. The reasoning is behavioral courage grows when the nervous system learns that discomfort can be survived. By focusing on small repetitions, the book avoids the unrealistic idea that people must suddenly become fearless. It also makes change accessible, especially for readers who are deeply accustomed to self-monitoring. This approach is useful because it translates an abstract value into a usable method. Instead of asking readers to become different overnight, it asks them to act differently in manageable ways until bravery becomes more familiar than avoidance. Fourthly, reframing failure as information rather than proof of inadequacy. Another major theme is the need to change how failure is interpreted. Perfectionism often turns failure into identity. One mistake becomes evidence that a person is not smart, capable, or worthy. Saujani pushes against that logic by presenting failure as a normal part of learning and growth. This is important because fear of failure is one of the main reasons people do not take action in the first place. If a reader can begin to treat mistakes as information, then the emotional cost of trying becomes lower. That does not mean failure is pleasant or irrelevant. It means failure can be useful when it reveals what needs adjustment, what skills are missing, or where courage was needed. The book's argument is especially relevant in competitive environments where people are taught to hide errors. So Saujani suggests that resilience is not built by avoiding mistakes, but by recovering from them repeatedly. This makes failure less like a verdict, and more like part of the process of becoming competent and confident. Lastly, community, rest, and self-compassion as supports for sustainable courage. The book does not treat bravery as a solitary achievement. Saujani emphasizes that it is easier to be courageous when other people normalize imperfection and support growth. Community matters because it interrupts isolation, which is often intensified by perfectionism. When people can be honest about fear, failure, and uncertainty, they are less likely to perform competence at the expense of authenticity. The book also recognizes that courage is hard to sustain without rest and self-care. This is an important correction to the idea that bravery means constant intensity or emotional toughness. So Johnny suggests that tired, overwhelmed people are less able to take healthy risks, which means recovery and boundaries are part of brave living, not distractions from it. That makes the book more balanced than many empowerment titles. It acknowledges that sustainable change depends on both inner shifts and external support. By linking courage to community and care, it avoids turning bravery into another personal performance standard. In conclusion, Brave, Not Perfect will be most useful to readers who recognize themselves in patterns of overpreparing, people-pleasing, fear of criticism, or reluctance to take risks. It is especially relevant for women and girls, but its broader value extends to anyone shaped by perfectionism or by environments that punish visible mistakes. The book offers two kinds of benefit. Intellectually, it clarifies how gendered expectations influence behavior and self-image. Practically, it gives readers a way to think about courage as a daily habit rather than an all-or-nothing personality trait. What makes it stand out in the self-help and personal development category is its clear focus on the social roots of perfectionism. Instead of presenting anxiety and self-doubt as purely individual problems, it shows how they are learned, maintained, and resisted. That makes the book less about quick inspiration and more about changing the terms on which people judge themselves. It is concise, accessible, and grounded in a message that is both personal and cultural. Meaningful growth begins when perfection is no longer the goal. If you would like to support Reshma Sojani, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.